Governor, thanks for joining me.
Glad to be back.
Some Democrats at the state capitol have been calling your oil and gas task force a fail. Senator Matt Johns from Longmont, where there's a lot of concern about fracking, said he gives it an F+. What's your reaction to at least some of this stuff inside the state house where Democrats are saying, look, this task force didn't go far enough?
That's absurd. You know, they had pre-decided what they wanted the outcome to be. We assembled civic leaders from, Republicans, Democrats, even numbers of everybody. Becky Corliss, former Supreme Court Justice. Rush George, former Speaker of the House. We tasked them, should local communities have veto control? That's what Matt wants to have. He wants local communities to be able to have a veto control. That's taking someone's private property. Someone paid money for those leases 30 years ago before the houses ever got close. And now because housing's come closer to that person's lease, government should come tell them that they can't extract the minerals that they had purchased years ago. It doesn't make any sense. And I think the civic leadership of the state said that's not the right solution. So to say that they didn't resolve it is inaccurate. They did resolve it.
Is there a middle ground where local communities could have stricter standards than the state?
I think we have gone as far at the state level just about as you can go, and many oil companies think we've gone way too far. We're requiring them to have less dust, less noise. Some of the recommendations that came out of this task force are going to, if they're going to have high-intensity operations anywhere near an urban area, they're going to have to go through all kinds of hoops. Every time you're asking them to go through another hoop, that costs money, that diminishes the value of that lease. Again, I've said from the beginning, I would like to have as much local control as possible, but it's got to be within the context of respecting private property.
Any of the 9 recommendations you don't support?
No, I think, you know, obviously we always support some more than others, but these folks worked many, many, I mean, we're talking as a group, thousands of hours to get to this point, and these are pretty common sense solutions and improvements to our system. Now, do they go far enough? I don't know. I think as time goes on, we will find ways to make, to improve the relationship between extraction and neighborhoods. Every year, they are making their operations cleaner and safer, and we should hold them to that. And as technology evolves and we get new innovations, we'll find ways to have less of an impact every year.
You created this task force to avoid a fight at the ballot box last November. Do you think now we're destined to see something in 2016?
I don't know if we'll see something or not. I do think that the industry compromised far more than many people thought they would. To be quite blunt, I think they probably compromised more than I thought they would. I think if something does go to the ballot box, it will have a much harder time passing just because so much of what people cared about is being addressed and will be addressed.
A lot of people that were behind those anti-fracking initiatives, they wanted it to go a lot farther. So for that population, it may not be enough.
Sure. But that population is, I don't know, 5 or 10% of the voting population of the state. They're going to have to find a much broader cross-section to pass one of these ballot initiatives. And that means they're going to have to be pretty modest, right? They can't say they're going to ban fracking or they can't. And the Speaker of the House said, you can't go out and banning fracking. That's basically denying the ability to drill and extract minerals. They're going to have to go with a pretty moderate proposal, which is essentially what we saw here. This is what our civic leadership of the state came up with.
Thanks, Governor. We appreciate your time.
Benta, always a pleasure.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.